Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. Okay, I'm going to mute everybody, and then Marlene, who is going to be our hostess tonight. Marlene, the hostess with the mostest from Tennessee, will be sharing, and I'll let her take over. So I will mute first, Marlene, and then you can go ahead and hit star six.
Hello?
Hello. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. All right. Hi, everybody. Tonight, we're going to have a wonderful class with two masters from the planet Venus, Lady Venus and Sana Kamara. Now, at the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, you're all invited to stay with us for a time so that we can give you further information on the Heart Center activities and opportunities in which you might want to join us. And you might want to volunteer to serve God through our community. We also are going to take prayer requests, and there'll be prayer time plus any questions that you might have about the Heart Center. So right now, I want to read our mission and our vision statements. Our mission statement is, within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self, and we share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Now, our vision statement is that we live in sustainable, golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature, using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light, and we live and love as one. Okay, so now I'll be reading the prayer that you either received in your snail mail or in an email. It's on the prayer and song page. And so I'll invite everyone on the phone that you read it with me. Okay. I am loving the Lord my God with all my heart and with all my soul and with all my mind and with all my strength. And I am loving my neighbor as myself. Thank you, Father, Mother, God, for the great example of love. You are to us that overflows and emanates out to the whole world as we send it forth in great victory to our brothers and sisters who are thirsty for more of you. And thank you, beloved Archangel Michael, for the protection of our HeartShare teleclass tonight. Okay, so now we're going to go to our song. And it's song number 22 if you have one of our song books. But it's also on the email and snail mails that were sent to you about the class. Now, this song is a thank you to Sana Kamara and Lady Venus for their mission to rescue planet Earth and see her become victorious. So, Donna, will you be playing that now? Okay, well, now I'm turning the class over to Donna.
Thank you, Marlene. Thank you. And thank you for hosting this first part. That was great. Tonight, everybody, we are going to talk with Lady Venus, and she leads us into a new level of divine love. And her twin flame, Sanat Kumara, comes to diminish the forces of anti-love. You're going to learn how and what it means to increase your ability to love, and you will see how our Earth is changing due to the removal of certain anti-love energies that have held us back because we have allowed them to. So you are invited to stay with us also at the end, as Marlene mentioned, to share prayer requests, ask questions, and pray with us for another 20 minutes or so. Now, I would like right now to call upon Sharon Wallace from the D.C. area to introduce Lady Venus so you'll know exactly what's happening, what she's all about. At least you'll have an idea, but before we get into her very wonderful time with us.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Okay, Lady Master Venus is Sanat Kumara's twin flame. She remained on Venus to keep the flame there during his time here on Earth with us. After his return to Venus, Lady Venus came to Earth to assist her evolutions and to dedicate anew the fires of the Mother. She said, "I release a fiery momentum of consciousness to arrest all spirals that would take from humanity the fullness of their divinity. See how mankind responds to the flame of the Mother as they responded to the light of Sanat Kumara." Back to Donna.
Wonderful. Thank you, Sharon. And I am getting Lady Venus ready here. Be in an attitude of meditation and think of something that she says that you can write down and use as what we call an affirmation to claim for yourself as you listen to this. So here we go.
Almost gracious hearts, almost beloved souls, would enter into a new level of divine love, a new radiance and quintessence of God's eternal spirit. I come this day with many legions of love from Venus to inspire you, O Holy One, to a new Venusian level of love upon Earth. For when there is divine collaboration between our hearts on Venus and yours upon Earth, there is a multiplicity of grace bestowed upon each one through this covenant of light, through this alchemy of the Spirit. Gracious One, the Earth requires greater love in this hour, for you have seen the outpicturing of all that could be classified as anti-love in various regions of your planet. And if many more could embrace each day in some way more of godly love within their hearts and lives, all of the problems that you see manifest would dissolve in the great radiant sphere co-created by many of this aspect of love. So I invite you this day and every day to take a few moments of your time is simply go deep within your heart and feel the impulses of God's love for you, of God's love for all of life, of the eternal spark that is that love within you as your threefold flame, that you may in turn ignite many souls with your love as you embrace the Nusian love upon the earth.
All right. One of the questions that I have asked of me more than anything else is, how do you feel love? When does this occur? Why is it important to have love for everything and every person and all that God created? Do you require that to have that soft and fuzzy feeling in order to know you're loving? If you don't have it, are you failing to love? I remember years ago reading a verse in the Bible, 1 Corinthians 16:14, which says, "Let everything you do be done in love." And the Amplified Version goes on to say, "True love to God and man as inspired by God's love for you." Well, I can't imagine having that soft and fuzzy feeling with everything I do all day. I think that emotionally that would exhaust me. That's a pretty strong thing to feel all the time. So how do we have this love? In Matthew 27:37-39, Jesus quotes the Old Testament, and after he gives the Great Commission, which is really what we prayed today, tonight with Marlene, about loving the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and all our strength. And the second is like it, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. What does that mean? It means if you don't love yourself, can you possibly love your neighbor? Can you possibly love anyone else? So the next question is then, so how do I love myself? Well, all I can do is share what I have experienced, and I'm sure that you can learn much more about this as you listen to the rest of this in a few minutes. The first thing I learned to get the feeling of love was another scripture called, it's 1 Thessalonians 5:18, which says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Thanking God for everything. Now, when my second child was born, he was born with cerebral palsy. Was I thankful? No, I was not thankful for that. But I'm told to give thanks in all circumstances. I had trouble feeling a love for this child. Oh, I felt a great sympathy for him. I felt sad for him. I felt sad for what I was going to be in for the next umpteen years in raising this child. I was very selfish. But when I finally said, "Okay, God, you said to thank you in all circumstances." And so I said, "Okay, thank you, God, for this little boy. Thank you for what I'm going to learn from him and from you. Thank you for the privilege of all that I am going to experience through this child." And as the days went by, I was overwhelmed with love for him. And I learned many lessons. And the people that helped me and worked with me, they learned many lessons from him too. Lessons like patience. We learned many things together, Trevor and I. And then we give thanks in all of our trials and for all the lessons that we're learning from each one. And then we're supposed to thank God for our very creation. What if you don't like the way you were created? If you are supposed to love yourself and you don't like yourself, what do you do? In Romans 9:21, it says, the pot does not have a right to complain about his creation by the potter. God is the potter, and we are the pot. We are the pots, and we're all different kinds of pots, all different shapes, sizes, functions, Some pots are used for things like spitting tobacco. Some are used for keeping next to your bed if you can't get to the bathroom in time. They are honorable, every pot. They have a very special function. And you have a special function and a special reason for being here. So you thank God for whatever that reason is. You thank God for your trials, your health weaknesses that you're challenged by. And you thank him for the things. You know, I've had a lot of health problems in my life. People don't think so because I have a health food store and I do a lot of health teaching. All of my family has died young. They've all died in their 60s or 70s or younger than me. I'm the last one here. I have one brother who's 2 years younger than me, who is dying of severe Parkinson's disease. But I have learned so many things from my trials, my physical trials. And every time I had a major physical trial, somebody came into my store that was having the same one that I could help. So I have thanked God for my trials and for what I've learned from them. And I thank him for keeping me here. The last thing that I think is extremely important is what Lady Venus suggests. She says to meditate, to take a few moments of our time to simply go deep within our heart and feel the impulses of God's love for you. In Psalm 119:97-99, the psalmist, David, King David, says, "Oh, how I love your word. I meditate on it all day long. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your word, and it fills me with your love." Take a quote from the masters, if you wish, and who all of these, all of the masters are one with God, and they tell us we are one with them and one with God. And in the Bible, Jesus says, "You are one with me, we are one with God." So take a quote from these that are one with God and meditate on it all day long. Memorize it, say it over and over. Or take a quote from a song or from your own inspiration. Years ago, I memorized Philippians 4:13, which says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me." Well, at that point, when I first read this verse, I was in nurse's training, and I was saying that verse all day long. I was saying it with my first shot that I gave. I was saying it with my first surgery and all my surgeries that I assisted in. I was saying it with the people dying in my arms of heart disease, cancer, and all the other many things that people die from. I was saying that to them and to me. So learning something from what Lady Venus says tonight, writing it down, or if you would like a copy of what she says tonight, I will send it to you, but you must ask me at some point. You can pick out something that she says, learn it, and say it over and over and over, and find yourself actually loving. The most important aspect of loving is giving of yourself. When you give, when you serve, you find the fuzzy feeling coming afterwards. You find the warmth in your heart. Sometimes you feel a burning in your heart. Sometimes you don't. It doesn't really matter. You know that you've done the right thing, and you feel the warmth that God has for you at that point. So now we'll go on.
These rituals that you engage in, where you shine forth the crystal ray aspect of God's eternal consciousness through your chakras, through your very being, as your own life stream manifests. Loving intent, grace, and your desire that all shall be whole, that all shall be uplifted in light, truly brings that Venusian love into play in a great dynamic way within your earth, blessed ones. And this day I have flown around the countries that you have named within Europa, and the angels of love had spread their essences of God beingness within the capitals and within every city of these nations. so that souls who desire to be whole and to behold God in some way within the earth may have renewed hope, may have renewed resolve to keep up their spiritual practices and endeavor always to be light where they are, crystalline, radiant, and blessed by angelic hands and the fanning of those wings, which symbolizes the expression of God's radiance through great joy and harmony. Yes, beloved ones, each time you engage in some aspect of divine love, through consciously applying what you have learned of the spiritual path, practical ways in your daily lives, we are there in your midst, supporting you, beholding you as you truly are in your own God presence. I am. In that new solar reality that you are merging with consciously, as you engage with heaven. Now, my legion of love, charged with a new essence of divine grace from the altars of the Most High God, both on Venus and in the great central sun, now crystallize within your midst, within your auric fields, and where you have walked consciously upon the earth and expressed love in any way in this and in previous lifetimes, these divine patterns. And there is a new uplift for the earth to support the Aquarian Age dawning, the eradication of all dis-ease, darkness, and oppression, and the sprouting forth of new flowers and beauteous elements of love in your midst and in your lives. These you may use to bless others, to charge what you do each day, with a new quintessence from your heart, one with ours. And as the blessings of the Spirit flow through you in so many ways, even in simple acts of kindness, givingness, and authentic love, the angels of love from Venus will shower upon you and others what heaven may offer in that moment in order to raise life, to lift your burdens, to provide a new impetus of grace for all. Now, blessed ones, I bring also a special gift for your children, your grandchildren, and your greater family. It is a flower light essence that I have distilled from Venusian roses within our gardens of light. And this distillation deposited within the etheric body of your family as both a healing radiance and as that which will bring harmony and peace to all, especially in your communications, in your interactions, and at times even in your distress.
Real quickly, I just want to mention something that Elmoria said, and I think it was for some of us who don't like our bodies. We don't like the vehicle that our souls live in. He said, imperfections are all illusions, and so are yours. And this applies to the way we look at people and judge them also. Because remember, we're really spiritual beings living temporarily in physical bodies. And if you find somebody you just don't like the way they act or what they do, or you hear about some criminal action by someone, remember their body and their personality that their body has developed without the soul is entirely different. Love their souls. The soul sometimes is so horrified at what the body it's living in is doing that it hides out at the bottom of the spine in the sacrum and sometimes in other places of the body instead of residing in the heart where it resides when it is happy with what the body is doing with God. The sacrum is really a short term for sacred room. Sacred room, and that's where the soul usually starts out. And as you grow and mature in love and light and joy and peace, the soul moves right on up and resides in your heart.
All blessed hearts, you see, we are masters of the sacred science and art of the distillation of the holy oils of God. As many of you use these sacred oils daily and in your healing work, so we augment that which has been distilled within your own natural world upon earth with the essences of Venus to incorporate this collaborative love I have spoken of within these essences. Even as you bathe each morning or in the evening, you may ask that a portion of this flower light energy and quintessence seal your chakras and your four lower bodies for the new day that you are experiencing with all of its initiations and opportunities. For when you move through life graceful in your approach, mindful in that which you do, it is amazing what can be experienced of godliness. For this is the mother's way, the way of the ladies of heaven, the Archei, and many goddesses of the spirit.
Just to review this, we see that Lady Venus comes with a new Venusian level of love for the earth, which she is sending into our families, into us, into all light bearers who are receptive to it. And she charges us to meditate deeply in our hearts to touch this love and grow in it. And there are many, many meditations that we have on the heartcenter.org that you can listen to and study as you, if you desire to learn to meditate, which is extremely important at this time. She challenges us compliments us on our prayer practices, our loving desire for mankind's wholeness. She says that there are Venusians right here in our midst supporting us. She says that Venusian angels are crystallizing divine patterns of love in our midst, in our auric fields, and wherever we have walked now and in previous lifetimes upon this earth. She says these blessings of the Spirit will flow through us, increase our love by acts of kindness, givingness. The angels of love from Venus will shower blessings on us to raise our life and lift our burdens and provide a new impetus. She asks for this flower essence, or she said, tells us, rather, to ask for the flower essence as we shower daily, to seal our chakras and our four lower bodies and help us to welcome the new day. And one other thing that I think I didn't mention here, she says there is now a new uplift coming upon Earth to support the Aquarian Age dawning, which we are in, and it's the eradication of all dis-ease, all darkness and oppression, and the sprouting forth instead of new and beauteous elements of love in our midst, in our lives. So keep that in mind, and we will now listen to Sanat Kumara. I will pull him up here.
I, Sanat Kumara, come to also lend the momentum of my heart unto mankind in this hour of earthly travail.
I forgot. I want Lenore to introduce Sanat Kumara so you will know who he is. So, Lenore, go ahead, hit star six and tell us about him.
Okay, Donna, everyone. Sanat Kumara is known as the Ancient of Days, as the prophet Daniel referred to him in the Bible. He's the Hierarch of Venus and the guru of the seed of Christ throughout cosmos. Sanat Kumara has held the position of the Lord of the World since the darkest hours of Earth's history, when her evolutions fell to the level of cavemen and lost contact with the God flame and the mighty I Am presence. Earth was at the point of being dissolved because there was no one who was keeping the flame of the Christ consciousness alive. Sanat Kumara came to Earth, a voluntary exile from his planet Venus, to keep the flame until sufficient numbers among mankind would respond and begin once again to maintain the focus on behalf of their brothers and sisters. Sanat Kumara said, "It is the law of the One that the meditation of the One upon the eternal Christos may count for the many, until the many once again become accountable for their words and their works, and begin to bear the burden of their light, as well as the karma of their relative good and evil. I chose to be that one." 144,000 souls volunteered to assist Sanat Kumara in his mission and accompany him with legions of angels. 400 formed an avant-garde and were sent ahead to Earth to build the magnificent retreat of Shambhala on an island in the Gobi Sea, where the Gobi Desert now is. It remained in the physical for many centuries. Sanat Kumara anchored a ray of light from his heart, the thread of contact, with each one evolving on planet Earth, nourishing and sustaining that flame and assisting the Holy Christ Self to quicken the Christ consciousness. Without that assistance, mankind en masse would have gone through the second death and the planet would have been destroyed. Sanat Kumara's mission was completed on January 1, 1956, when his disciple Gautama Buddha became the Lord of the World. He then became the regent of the world and continues to assist Earth's evolutions from his home on Venus. Back to you, Donna.
Thank you, Lenore. Thank you, Sanat Kumara, for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you continue to do for us. So we will continue now.
That which you, individually and collectively, are going through during this time of transition and world conflagration. Dearest ones, we of Venus support you. We who model the life of love, divine love, are with you. And that which you experience now of strife upon earth will not always be so, for it has always been God's intent that mankind live in peace, in brother sisterhood, in love and freedom. And the universal white brotherhood is involved in the affairs of mankind and is active behind the scenes in engaging the best of heaven to activate within the worlds of mankind everywhere the rhythms of light, aspects of divine heavenliness that truly are the natural order of things upon many spheres of light, and which we see one day fully engaged in and manifesting upon earth. Do not fret, dearest ones, for the temporary states of a lack of God consciousness of many living upon this sphere. Stay attuned. Be diligent in your beingness, in your spiritual practices, and by this I can assure you that heaven will engage you in its affairs, and that love will come to save you at any moment, at any hour, when that which is anti-love beats upon your shores and attempts to wreak havoc with your lives, your freedom, your oneness. Burn through, O holy love, this day, that which is unholy upon earth and must go, be transmuted, and no more burden the souls of mankind.
Now he's going to say, burn through, I think three times. Let's say it with him. We won't be able to hear each other, but it's very powerful saying this with him, because what he is doing is he is casting out the forces of anti-love so that love can rule. So get ready here, because this is the first thing he says.
Burn through. Burn through, O holy love, upon every continent, within every nation, within every heart.
Get ready to say it again.
Burn through, O ruby fire love. Caress the souls of the righteous and stir the wicked to a new life lived within the laws of God, which all are the laws of love.
Okay, we do it again now.
Burn through that which has assailed women, girls, children upon earth as the anti-Christic, anti-Buddhic, anti-light manifestations that have sought to denude them of their beauty, their purity, their chastity.
Okay, here we go again.
Burn through now, O sacred fire, and let the judgment be upon the Nephilim within the earth, behind all division, all strife, all war, all terrorist acts, and that which decries truth, beauty, and harmony.
Who are the Nephilim? He is blaming the Nephilim. I shouldn't say blame, but he is saying, let the judgment be upon the Nephilim within the earth. They're the ones behind all division, strife, war, terrorist acts, and that which decries truth, beauty, and harmony. So who are the Nephilim? Well, if you look it up, it's in the Bible in Genesis 6:4, and the definition of them is those, what it means, what the word Nephilim means is those who fell, or those who were cast down, or those who fell from heaven. They're defined as a biblical race of giants or demigods in Genesis 6:4. And according to a rather famous scholar, Zacharias Sitchin, he says that the ancient Sumerian tablets depict the Nephilim as an extraterrestrial super race who fell to Earth in spacecraft 450,000 years ago. Did you ever wonder why there were all these different kinds of people that the Jewish children of Israel or of Abraham had to deal with, that God said, get rid of them, kill them all, don't have anything to do with them, don't marry them? Well, I've often wondered, and then when I read this, I thought, well, maybe there are different beings from other planets that came here and wanted to rule or wanted to take over, at least it seems like a lot of them did, such as the Nephilim. The Ascended Masters revealed that the Nephilim are the fallen angels, at least that's what they referred to them as, cast out of heaven, or the heavens, out of the planets, stars, whatever. In Revelation 12, 7 through 10, and then verse 12, in case you want to look it up. They are of the lineage of the watchers that were once good people, or beings, I should say, revealed in the book of Enoch, which some of you may like to invest in. You can get Enoch from Amazon.com through our, I think you can get it through our store. You'll have to ask. Some are good and some are bad that we know of. However, the worst of our leaders seem to be, according to Sanat Kamara and the Masters, of the Nephilim race or background. They don't look any different than anybody else. You don't really know who's who necessarily. And according to Kuan Yin, back in January of 1982, this is so interesting, she said, the Nephilim want to control the population, including using population control methods. They are the rich and the heartless leaders. They leave their people in poverty. They are part of the shadow government and the powers that be. They live in sin. They have hoarded the wealth of this world. They have invented diseases in their labs. They desire to have a slave race. They are responsible for the sinking of Atlantis, which was triggered by the Nephilim's misuse of the children of God as slaves. Pretty interesting, isn't it? So now we'll go on a little bit further here.
Yes, the hand of God descends now in this hour for the judgment of anti-love as it has manifest in that which taunts the souls through the media and stimulates that which is not lawful to be excited within the psyche, the heart, the mind. Burn through, O sacred fire. I, Sanat Kamara, stand in Hollywood this day and declare that you must align yourselves with truth, purity, and love, else a great earthquake will come and dissolve unreality right where you are. This is my warning to those would spit in the face of God, him herself, with images of debauchery, darkness, and evil. You have no power. You have no power. You have no power to enslave the souls of mankind through your unrighteous offerings of darkness. Therefore, be resolved to change, to transform, and to bend the knee before the Lord God this day, O you who create havoc and evil and broadcast it through all manner of defiled manifestations. This is the Universal White Brotherhood's final warning, for we have spoken unto you many times, and most of you have ignored the inner word of your own soul and spirit. Attuned to the word of God. Now we also speak to Wall Street and say, if you do not turn and amend your ways toward heaven, you too, New York, will come under the very fiery judgment of heaven. Therefore, honor, integrity, truth, purity of motive. Greed must go from this planet. And the vile nature of that beast must be seen by all as not native to the soul of this earth. Therefore, the Universal White Brotherhood judges in this hour through God's lieutenants of the Spirit, outpicturing that will of God in the earth, that which is created of and by greed and a lack of love, as the money beasts edge an attempt to stifle the hearts and beings of light bearers. Bind that money beast now, O Alpha and Omega, O Purity and Astraea, and legions of light from Sirius. Bind that money beast. This is the edict of God, and those who utilize laws upon earth to enslave the soul, the heart, and the mind, must give answer to the Lord God this day. We say, and these words are etched in cosmic fire within the atmosphere of the earth. And though you may not even hear these words on the outer, your souls know that this is judgment day for many.
Now, just to give a little balance here, right now, as I was searching or Googling online, I discovered there's all kinds of websites, URLs, and places that people are both bringing up Saint Germain, bringing up the Violet Flame, and bringing up something that they call, well, there's about three or four different names for it, but it's the same thing. They call it the disclosure, they call it the event, and they call it the shift, which, of course, we've already been familiar with the word the shift and how the changing of all of the abundance of light and help and vibrations on this planet are being felt by us in many different ways. Anyhow, what is the event? The event is when the rising of the planetary frequencies will be accompanied by, according to these many, many different websites, will be accompanied by the planned mass arrests of the worldwide criminal cabal, politicians, big bankers, and others who have committed numerous crimes against humanity. This will happen in a legal manner, they say, and the accused will be given trials. As a result of this legal action, there will be a worldwide reset of our financial system, of our energy and food production, our media, our technology, and the whole structure of society in general. Clean technologies, which had been previously suppressed by the powers that be or the powers that were, will be released. The natural abundance of this planet will be distributed for everybody. Our ecosystems will be clean, and this planet, along with all its inhabitants, will finally be healed and be liberated. This is a quote mostly from by a man named David Mars, who is a reporter and a researcher, but many others say almost the same thing. What I want to mention briefly is the word clean technologies. Right now, we are living at a time of some very sinful or dirty technologies going on. One of them is called mind control, also known as remote neural monitoring. There are other names for it, computer satellite control. There's actually mental control of people all over this planet right now. And one website I found, which you may want to investigate, called Mind Control. That's what it's called. It tells about, let's see if I can find a better, Mind Justice, Mind Control. Yeah, mindjustice.org will tell you all and more than you ever wanted to know about how people's minds are being controlled and people are being forced to do what the powers that were, the powers that be, are making them do. But we, as we just read, times are a-changing. In one report I read, most aren't aware of the ever-intensing light that is enabling personal and planetary ascension. They don't know that some world leaders, publicized as adversaries perhaps, are working together behind closed doors to achieve peaceful outcomes in volatile areas, or that the economic system established and manipulated by dark minds is collapsing to make way for the new global system based in honesty and fairness as we welcome the new golden age. They have no idea that a multitude of evolved souls from other civilizations are living among us to assist society's progress. And there's much more I could say there. These are the kind of things that you can look up, but be careful because some of them are a little bit out to lunch. And just be in your heart, meditate first, and meditate while you're doing it even, to know that you have found something that is reliable if you do any research. But it is exciting. We are living in a very exciting time.
You see, blessed ones, as the flying eagle, I stand, I soar, I am that light of true love. And at times, after the Divine Mother has bathed you in her affectionate love, I come to deliver the ruby aspect of that love, which frees all in its fire, in its glory, in its beauty. Yes, today is a day of reckoning in the cycle of God love, for eventually all must bow to God's love if they are to live in immortality. Therefore, be love, all beloveds of our hearts. I thank you.
Thank you, Sanat Kumara, and thank you, beloved Lady Venus. One thing I thought I would mention, there's an interesting book I saw that's just come out. People are kind of excited about it, called Heaven's Floodgates Have Been Thrown Open and the Supernatural is Exploding on Earth. There is no one author. There's about six authors. But you might, if you wanted to find out more about it, I think you could just put the word, if you were going to Amazon.com and going to the books part, you would put Heaven's Floodgates Have Been Thrown Open and see what comes up, or Heaven's Floodgates, and they will usually come up with the rest of the title. So there are good things happening. There are many supernatural things occurring. There are angelic presences everywhere. Every one of us have unique angels guiding and helping us, and all we have to do is thank them and thank our elementals and thank the masters, and they are right there ready for you. Come with an attitude of thankfulness and joy and serving and giving, and you will have all the help you could possibly need. I'm going to ask Dwyn to share the current announcements since we're fairly on time, and then I'll have Barbara close. But I would like you all to hear a little bit briefly of what's going on before you leave, and then Barbara will close in prayer. So Dwyn, come ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I'd like to just share something that's happening tomorrow. February 26th is Ascended Master Lanello's Ascension Day, and there will be two heart streams given by David, our messenger. The first one will be happening from Canada. It will be a service between 7 and 9:30 a.m., and there will be a live heart stream during the service at some time. It's usually, I think it will be around 9 o'clock. Yeah, mountain time. This is all mountain time. And then again in the evening, there will be a service from Montana, mountain time, 6:45. There will be a meditation for 15 minutes. And then the service will go on until 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And David will be delivering a heart stream also. So sometimes that occurs in the beginning of the service, and sometimes it occurs at the end, and you just aren't always knowing when that's going to be. So something to tune in for. If you require a phone to get on board with that, the phone numbers, you may have received them via mail, and if not, I can give you one that I, or more than one, phone number to call in if you do not have a computer. One number is 206-826-1777, and the access code is 101. Another thing that will be happening, David, on next month of our HeartShare class on March 31st, David will be speaking on Magda. And David says, beloved Magda will share teachings on the feminine aspect of the Christ consciousness. Just to share a little about Magda from the Masters and the Retreats. Magda is the twin flame of Jesus. She serves from the temple of the resurrection flame with Jesus and Mary. And she has a great momentum of healing power and holds the flame of hope to all who desire to overcome the temptations of the world. Magda made her ascension 2,000 years ago after the ascension of Jesus, and she was embodied as Mary Magdalene, and in her final incarnation, the evangelist Amy Semple McPherson. Back to you, Donna.
Thank you so much, Dwyn. I'm going to call on you, Barbara, to close in prayer, and then you can invite anyone to stay with us that would like to.
In the name I am that I am, I call to beloved Sana Kumara and Venus and to beloved Samuel and Charity, the archangels of love, to overshine us as we go forward from this moment. Thank you for your lessons and for your great love. Teach us to be loving to one another and to ourselves, most of all. Help us to grow and radiate your energy in everything we think and do and say, wherever we are. We are grateful for you always being with us. And we move forward now to make our life fresh and new from this point on. Amen, amen, amen.
Barbara, thank you, Barbara. And I'm going to let Barbara kind of coordinate the prayer request.
Yes, we're ready to take prayer requests, and I will write them down. So speak up, anyone who has a prayer request tonight.
This is Vicki. I have two prayer requests.
Okay.
The first prayer request I have is for a lady called Shannon Luttrell. She passed away, and she had caught a virus, and the virus and the infection settled in the sac around her heart, and she was on some real strong heart medication, and she went to Walgreens, and Walgreens for 3 days could not get approval from her insurance company for her medication to be refilled, and so she got into a critical situation, and her husband ran her to the hospital, and while they were doing an EKG on her, she passed away. She was 46 years old, so I would like prayer for her that she's having an easy and a peaceful transition.
What
and
is
I
her
also,
husband's name, Vicki?
Pardon me?
Know, what is her husband's name? Do you know?
I don't know what her husband's name is.
Okay.
So it was. They ran her to the hospital, and while they were doing the EKG on her, she just sat up in bed, and then her eyes rolled up in the head and fell back. And the doctor said they worked on her for 30 minutes, and the doctor said that by the time she fell back on the bed, she was already gone. It was like a compression of the heart due from the infection building up in the fluid in the sac around the heart.
Mm.
So she was just 46. I hope that she's having a peaceful, easy transition. And then
did
I also would.
Children?
I think she had two children, yes.
Okay, husband and children. Okay. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
And then I also would like prayer for Janet and Clement Egan. Clement's been, he's a bed patient. He's been having tiny little strokes, one right after the other. And he can't do anything for himself at all, and Janet is trying to take care of him. And he's been real stubborn, they're home, and he's been real stubborn about not letting her get any help to come into the house to take care of him. So she has injured her back now. She's down with sciatica, and she's dealing with her back problems, but she can't really have any surgery or anything because she's giving him this constant care. So I need prayers for the both of them. They're really going through a hard time right now.
Needs caregiver help. Okay. All right. Got it. And do you know how to spell his name?
His first name or last name?
His first name.
Clement, C-L-M-E-N-T.
Oh, Clement. Okay.
Clement. Or just okay. Clem. He goes by just Clem. And then it's Janet is his wife.
Right. Okay. All right. I've got that. Thank you, Vicki.
You're welcome.
Okay, is there anyone else with prayer requests tonight?
Yes, I actually do. There's a woman in Hawaii. She has cerebral palsy. Her name is Susanna, Robidoux. And she and her husband are in their 70s. She has a cerebral palsy, and they're... they have a benefactor who's interested in fronting the cost of a 5 to 10 acre piece of land in the upper country of Maui, upon which they are going to create a self-sustainable living community with her husband and one of her sons. And they have a professional microbiologist friends and students that have a feasible plan with 2.5 weeks. They only have 2.5 weeks with which, to do this, invest in. And it will be a survival matrix, which, of course, the Ascended Masters have encouraged us to do. And they plan on helping others, teaching and you know, a lot of different things once they get
that
land.
What a great idea. That's awesome. Okay, great. Thanks for letting us know about that. Do we have any other prayer requests? Well, I've got a couple. I would like prayers for my friend Christine Argyropoulos, just Christine A. She's still experiencing a lot of stress because of legal matters with her family. She just got a new patient. She does end-of-life care nursing, which is a really unique and special thing, but it takes a lot of energy, and I'm a lot of peace of mind to deal with it. So she's trying to deal with all this stress from her legal matters with her family and dealing with her father's will and all that. So I would like prayers for her. He managed with family. I'm writing all this down.
Barbara, I'd like prayer for Ron.
Yes.
For legal help for him that is required for him. And I won't go into all the details for everybody right now, but he needs help.
So he's seeking legal help?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Legal help.
This
okay.
is Ronald Watson, my property manager, who needs legal help.
Okay. All right. And I also would like prayer for my husband, Philip. He broke his left foot on February 13th and is recuperating from that. And also we are going through some transitions in our relationship. So pray for the healing of his left foot and for our relationship. Okay. Anyone else with prayers?
Yes. I do. This is Dwen.
Hi, Dwen.
Hi. All of the folks who went to the Los Angeles Expo, Kathleen, Robert, Patricia, Anthony and Lizette and Douglas. I would like prayers. I said Patricia. I would like prayers for all of these folks that have really been sick with the virus, and for all aspects of it, for the quick healing and comfort flame and whatever they require for speedy healing.
Okay. Would you name all those people again?
Yes. Kathleen.
Some of them, but not all.
Kathleen, Robert,
yeah.
Patricia, Anthony, Douglas, Lizette.
Okay.
Was there anybody else?
Dennis Fisher.
Dennis Fisher. Okay.
And I think Cheryl Bench too.
I'm not sure about Cheryl, but you could put her down. Anybody who's been exposed.
Okay, and then
as far as I know, Alice didn't get it, but
yeah, I just talked to her today, and she's fine. But she did say Anthony had been sick.
Uh huh.
Ah.
Okay, Jackman. Yeah, that's a lot to deal with. So, well, when you're out in a very public place where there's zillions of people, you get exposed to a lot of cooties. And then with all the,
yeah,
we'll just call for the, find the backlash to the LA Expo as well. I think that's part of it. I'm sure it is. The light released at the LA Expo. Okay. All right. Anything else?
Let's also pray for all of the people that responded positively and eagerly to the energy spent by our heart friends there.
Okay. For all people contacted through the LA Expo.
Yeah, they've got a long list of new people from that.
LA Expo. Okay. I'm sure I'll be getting that from Carol Wells soon to put on the list.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. All right. Well, if there's no other prayer requests, we'll go ahead and...
I have one.
And who is this?
Carlene Tagstrom from Sioux City.
Oh, hi,
yes,
Carlene.
Hi, Carlene.
Well, of course, always prayers for Lois Bjork.
Yes.
She has Alzheimer's, you know. And
yes.
She's, anyway, prayers for her, for her contentment and happiness. And for myself, I have stage 3 renal disease and atrial fibrillation, and I would like prayers for my health. I'd like to stay on the earth till I get my work done that the Lord gave me to do. And also my son, Barth, who has just been diagnosed lately with diabetes.
Has diabetes. Okay.
And another son, Dan, who has chronic leukemia.
He has what kind of leukemia?
Chronic.
I beg your pardon?
Chronic leukemia?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, chronic leukemia. Okay, got it.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Carlene. Did Barth ever find work?
No.
Okay. I'm still not working. Okay, got that. Okay, now let's see what all heart friends we've got here. We've got Dwyn. We've got Donna Dregan, Donna Kors, and me. Are there any other HeartShare team members on the call tonight? Nope. Okay, well, I've got 8 different things on the list, and we got 4 people, so that means everybody gets 2.
I'm here, too. Cynthia's here.
Oh, Cynthia. Okay, great. Goody. Well, I'll give you the very first one, then, so you can be done.
Okay.
All right. I'll give you Vicki asked for prayers for her friend Shannon Luttrell, who passed away suddenly at age 46. She had heart problems and infection in her heart, and pray for her joyful and easy passing, and pray for the comfort of her husband and children. And then also her friends Janet and Clem Egan. Clem has had several small strokes and is being cared for at home by Janet. And Janet has injured her back, has sciatica from taking care of him, and she needs help, but he doesn't really want anybody else to come into the house. So just pray for the best solution to that situation. Okay?
Okay.
So that's me. Donna Korth, would you take Donna Dregan's request for prayers for Susanna Robidoux in Hawaii, who has cerebral palsy, and for the coming to fruition of that sustainable community, that everything should fall into place for that to become a reality. That sounds like a very wonderful thing. Would help a lot of people.
Okay.
So
I just remembered I'm going to stop our recording right now real quick.
Okay, that's fine. And let's see. And also, Donna, if you